And I just put these scriptures together that they'll cover many areas. I want to read this to you today, and I want you to listen. So I'm going to start out with the one it starts out with and just go from there. So make notes of these or just listen and allow your spirit man get fed on God's word. So it starts out with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in thought, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Surely borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did see him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastised our peace upon him, with his stripes we are healed. Then Matthew 8, 17. That it might be fulfilled what spoke by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins, his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live righteous, by whose stripes you were healed. Then Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us the cursed law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. And in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have God? You're not of your own, you're bought the price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and spirit, which are God's. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Proverbs 3:2. For the length of days and long life and peace shall be added unto thee. Proverbs 9:11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall increase. Ephesians 6:3. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And then Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy the power of death, that is the devil. And then 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, he might destroy the works of the devil. And then Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus and has the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that oppressed the devil, for God was with him. And then we've got Luke chapter 13, verse 10 through 16. And he, Jesus, was teaching one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, abode together, could no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her him, and said, Woman, thou art loosed in thy infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered indignation, because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day, and said to the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and then therefore come be healed not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, do you not each one on the Sabbath day loose his ox or ass stall, lead away to watery? And ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound over these 18 years, be loosed in his bond on the Sabbath day? And then John 10:10, the thief coming not before to steal and kill and destroy. I am come that might have life and have more abundantly. And then Job chapter 42, verse 10 and verse 16. And the Lord turned the captivity to Job, and he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. After this, Job lived another 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even four generations. Matthew 15, verse 30 and 31. And great multitudes came in, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, many others, and cast down Jesus' feet and healed them. Insomuch the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. I'm reading from our Divine Healing Scripture sheet. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life destruction, who crowned thee loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destructions. Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and water. I'll take sickness away and miss thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren land. The number of days I will fulfill. Hebrews 8, 6. But now he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he's a meteor better covenant, established on better promises. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, 14 through 16. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the divine asunder of the soul and spirit and joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intent of the heart. Seeing then we have a great high priest past the heavens, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched the feeling of our infirmities, but at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and come down the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 5:16. Confess your faults with another. Pray for them to be healed. The effects of a prayer of righteous man availeth much. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 26. Jesus answered said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever saying this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast to sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall whatsoever saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive you of aught against any. That your Father which ever forgive your trespasses. You know, forgive, and your Father which ever forgive your trespasses. John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. I ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, they're in the midst of them. Job chapter 37, verse 23. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and plenty of justice he will not afflict. Matthew 8:16. When evil was come, they brought him many was possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 through 10 and verse 13. And when Jesus was entered Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. I will come and heal him. The centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy thou shalt come into my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man of authority, having soldiers on me. And I say, this man, go and he goeth, to another coming, to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to the Father, verily I say, and ye have now found so great faith, known unto Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done to thee. And his servant healed himself same hour. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 through 21. As written, I have made thee the father of many nations, before whom we believed, even God who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he is about 100 years old, neither yet dead in Sarah's womb. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded, God promised God was able to form. James chapter 5, chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God to give it to all men liberally and upbraid not, should begin him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He the wave is like the wave of sea driven the wind tossed. For let not that man think he should receive anything, Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 4, verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Be sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing the same afflictions accomplished in the brethren that are in the world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through verse 11. Wherefore God has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things in earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing, exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity and thought to be to Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, forgive us our sins, and cleanses all unrighteousness. Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21. A man's belly should be satisfied, the fruit of his mouth, and with increase of lips should be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, they that love it should eat the fruit thereof. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quicketh, the flesh profit nothing, the words I speak in their spirit and life. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 73, 26. God is the strength of my heart. Joel 3, 10. Let the weak say I'm strong. Nehemiah 8, 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ strengthening. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And then finally, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through verse 18. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may withstand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand evil day, and having done all, stand, stand therefore. Having loins girded about truth, having on a breastplate of righteousness, your feet shall the preparation of gospel peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall quench all the fire darts wicked, and take the helm of salvation, sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now these are the scriptures I read to you today, and I felt like, you know, just felt led us to do that, about divine healing scriptures that we got in this healing scripture sheet. Now if you'll just read those to yourself out loud at least three times a day, and you can take them and use them, you know, copy them off and give them to people that need them in the hospital and convalescent homes and jail and at home or wherever. I mean, the more you minister to others, the more you're going to learn about God's word and the move of God and how to flow in the Spirit of God. God wants you to, as a believer, to minister to others. You know, Jesus said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them and believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils, speaking new tongues. And you know, God gave you authority to do this. You know, drink anything deadly shall not hurt you. Lay hands on sick and they shall recover. And you know, that's where it gets exciting. When you take the word of God and you start sharing it with others. I mean, I had this jail service I'd go to. And I think about the only healing scripture I knew at the time was 1 Peter 2:24. And I got up and shared with some guys about 1 Peter 2:24. And man, they railed on me and jumped all over me. You know, asked me all kinds of questions that I couldn't even answer. You know, God heals and why we have crippled babies and everything else. Well, I see people don't realize, you know, God gave dominion of this earth over to mankind. And he expects you to use that dominion. And I mean, the first words that mankind ever heard was the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. You know, God had created man in his image. And then God said there in verse 28, and God blessed them and God said, be fruitful. I mean, this verse 28 is the first words that human beings have ever heard. Mankind. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish it and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So that's the first words that they heard. And some of the last words that Jesus said on this earth was what we read there in Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And take up serpents and drink any deadly shall not hurt you. Lay hands on sickness, shall recover. Well, no matter where you go in this world, you got divine protection. I mean, Paul got bit by a viper and shook it off, and he didn't even die. And that amazed the people when that happened. Well, see, God promised you this divine protection.